Now to Frankfort, Kentucky, and the site of the construction of a new distillery trying to make a name for itself in the old-school world of Kentucky bourbon. There's something else new about the project. It's being led by master distiller Marianne Barnge. She's the first woman to hold that title in modern times. Ashley Lopez, from Here and Now contributor WFPL in Louisville, has her story.
Nestled in a valley amidst rolling hills and white split-rail fences, there's a stone castle breaking up the quintessential Kentucky landscape. Sometime soon, this will be the Commonwealth's newest bourbon distillery. Marianne Barnge is at the reins of this project, but Barnge says this is something she never expected. In fact, she says her first experience with bourbon wasn't the greatest. It was the 4th of July.
I drank way too much. I was dating this crappy guy, and he wouldn't let me have Coke to mix it with, so I was drinking it straight. But back then, it was not my thing, so I had this awful experience. So it took me a while to get over that, and I think it's the same with a lot of people.
Barnge is a chemical engineer. She says she always had her eye on a technical career, but while she was studying at the University of Louisville, she was given a life-changing opportunity, a coveted internship with Brown-Forman, which owns big bourbon brands like Old Forester and Woodford Reserve. And Barnge says she knew her relationship with whiskey had to change.
I said, I better start learning to like it because they were training me to, you know, be a taste tester, so...
Barnge eventually became a master tester with Brown-Forman. She was eventually next in line to become the company's master distiller. But that changed when she was offered another great opportunity. Join a distillery as it's built from the ground up. This makes 28-year-old Marianne Barnge one of the youngest master distillers in Kentucky. And according to experts, it also makes her the first woman in modern times to hold the title, even though women have been making bourbon for centuries.
A woman who inherited a distillery from her second husband distilled whiskey in 1818.
Bourbon historian Mike Veach says there's a long history of female bourbon makers. But back then, there was no such thing as a master distiller title. Veach says this new designation was born out of the bourbon boom and the rise in bourbon tourism.
You know, when a person drives all the way across the country to visit this distillery, they want to meet the master distiller.
And sometime next year, Barnge will be filling that role at the yet-to-be-named project. Right now, the site is in the middle of construction. They're installing pipes throughout the entire property, and it'll be a while before it's a functioning distillery. But Mike Veach says he's gotten a preview, and he thinks Barnge's project will definitely be something great to look forward to in the industry.
I've tasted some of the stuff that she's made in her pilot still, and it's good.
Barnge is still tinkering, though. Since bourbon takes years to age, it will be a while before the distillery's signature product hits the shelves. In the meantime, Barnge is creating a bourbon drinker's gin to get the new distillery off the ground. There's also a rye and malt whiskey possibly in the works. Barnge says figuring out the taste and process for all these different products is her favorite part of the job. For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Lopez in Louisville.